Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's another gorgeous day here on the South Coast, and there's all kinds of things going on out there in the world that you probably don't know about. I want to start off, you know, most of us have heard the old adage, it's better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Now, in my research on various news items, I do a lot on the internet, and of course, I like to go to the blog sites after the articles to find out what people are thinking. The other thing I do is I read the letters to the editor in the Daily Garbage Can Liner, again, so that I can kind of get a feel of what people are thinking in the area. And I am just absolutely, totally amazed at the number of people out there who are so grossly misinformed, and I'm being kind here, I could say abysmally stupid or so agenda-driven that they couldn't find their butt with both hands in a flashlight. But I'll be nice and say misinformed, as to come up with some of these idiot positions on things. You know, Let's just start with something totally basic here. Totally basic. The United States is broke. There's no other way to explain it. We're broke. Our government borrows 44 cents of every dollar it spends. That is the definition of broke. And we're there. We're spending more than the government takes in. And we're borrowing money like crazy. And yet, you see these people writing letters to the editor and writing blogs. Well, why don't we do this and why don't we do that? And well, let's spend money for this and let's spend money for that. We're broke. We don't have any money to spend. Just today, President Obama is on his three-day trip. He wanted to get out of Washington and out amongst the people to find out what the people are thinking. You know, that's what he said. So he went out amongst the people on his bus tour in their $2 million specially armored buses with an entire army of Secret Service agents surrounding him so that, you know, the closest he gets to the people is probably 200 yards. And instead of listening to the people, he's telling us that the economy is not his fault. The economy is the fault, according to Obama, the economy is the fault of the Japanese earthquakes and tsunamis. And the economy is the fault of George W. Bush. And the economy is the fault of the Congress because they don't agree with him. And by extension, what he doesn't say is economy is the fault of you. Because the Congress basically reacts to the people. You got to remember, it's what I always say. The only job a politician has is to get elected and to get reelected. And the way they get reelected is to appeal to enough people to vote for them. And what we're seeing with the budget talks and everything else that happens is the Congress is responding to the people that vote for them. So according to Obama, the budget crisis is all your fault. And yet, I look at the blogs, I look at the letters to the editor, and people don't get it. I want to remind you that if you'd like to join the conversation today, I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call here at 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call me toll-free at 800-507-5569. And I do want to remind you as well that we are being streamed live on the Internet. You can do that. You can get us by going to kwro.com. Or you can go to my website, www.coosnews.com, and click on live streaming, and you can listen to me right over your computer. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I'm going to give you some news headlines that you probably haven't heard. You know, if you listen to mainstream media, if you read the Daily Garbage Can Liner, these are things that you probably haven't heard. But they are indeed factual and things that have happened. And I think it's things that people need to know. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of the mainstream media filtering events and telling us what they think we need to know. I think we, the people, need to know as much as possible about what our government's doing, not necessarily for us, but to us. And if you watch the mainstream media, you're not finding it out. So I'm going to let you know. So if you'd like to join the conversation, again, give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Do your vehicle's brakes have you reaching for your ears? How about that? Sound familiar? But where do you get? Or those squealing brakes? Instead of, get on in to Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes in Empire. Tom and Giggs has over 35 years of service knowledge and expertise. They're your complete brake and exhaust specialists. Now featuring spray-on bedliners by Permatech, guaranteed not to fade. Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes on Schoenemann, across from 7-Eleven in Empire.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is. Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Let's talk about some headlines here that you probably haven't heard. Oregon's elementary reading standards. The numbers were just released last week. Oregon rates 49th out of 50 states.
Hey, at least we're not on the bottom.
Well, you can't get a whole lot lower. This is a testament to the Oregon Education Association and the fact that we've had, what now, 6 years of Susan Castillo as...
Has she been there that long, Susan Castillo?
Yeah, 4 or 6 years.
That's too long.
Yeah, as Minister of Education. Or is it Ministeress? I don't know. But boy, the Oregon schools are doing a great job. But not to worry, folks. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. You know, you hear all the stuff, this school and that school and the other school is not meeting the new testing standards. But there's nothing to worry about. In rides our president, Barack Hussein Obama, wearing his white hat on his white horse. He's going to rescue us. He's going to rescue education. The same way that he's rescuing health care. The Obama administration, the Department of Education, is going to issue waivers to schools that don't meet the testing standards. You know, they've issued almost 2,000 waivers for Obamacare. Well, that's a great program, isn't it? It's such a good program that they had to issue 2,000 waivers. Well, they're going to do the same with school testing standards. So it doesn't matter that your kid can't read. It's not a big deal because the Obama administration is going to issue waivers to school districts that can't seem to teach little Johnny to read. Doesn't that make you feel all warm and fuzzy?
Warm and fuzzy.
It's your government at work. It's our touchy-feely, ever-caring president that's helping out the poor, innocent students that can't read or write or add, subtract, multiply, divide, or much of anything else.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
How do our kids benefit from these waivers? What do they do for our children?
Well, they don't have the onus of failure. The kids don't. We don't want to hurt their self-esteem.
Oh, so you mean they're not as stupid?
Right.
If they get the waivers.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, if your kid doesn't do well at a school that doesn't get the waiver, they could be stupid.
It could damage their self-esteem because they failed.
But if the school gets a waiver and has the same academic standards,
then the kids
they're
don't
graduates.
Feel, the kids don't feel so bad for being stupid.
Gotcha. I know stupid is a hard word, but I think I'm just trying to
clarify. I don't think it's a kid's fault. The kids are not stupid. The kids are uneducated and uninformed. The people that are stupid are the school districts and the parents that support that nonsense. That's who's stupid.
I get that.
Okay.
I get that. Yeah, because like when Bailey was going to Madison, the level of parental interaction between the teachers and the parents, it was phenomenal. And the kids did overall really well, in spite of the economic surroundings of Madison being out there in that part of the district. I think the school did really, really well. And a part of that I contribute to parents and teachers getting on the ball. And I don't want to say parents holding the teachers accountable.
But
as
together for the welfare of the students.
Yeah, I think that when the parents are more involved, that the teachers tend to feel a little more, I don't want to say obligated, but a little bit more prideful.
Well, yeah, I think yeah, prideful of doing a good job.
Yeah.
The good feeling of accomplishment.
And having students do well.
Yeah.
It makes the teachers a little more prideful.
You know, teachers are people just like the rest of us, and I'm sure that if a teacher is able to communicate the knowledge effectively to the students and the students do well, naturally it's going to make the teachers feel good about themselves and good about their profession. And it is a two-way street. You do need parental involvement. But under Obama, we don't have to worry about any of this. We're just going to grant waivers so everybody can feel good, no matter whether you accomplish anything or not.
Waivers for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want a waiver for taxes, by the way.
Ooh. Where's the line for that? I want to get in on that.
Well, I've got an answer, but I can't tell you on the air. Another headline.
Yes.
Government pays for empty flights to rural airports. Do you remember last week or week before last, the lamestream media and the Democrats were vilifying the mean old Republicans because the Republicans had held up a bill to refund the Federal Aviation Agency, FAA. And they went into recess without passing that bill. Now, the reason the Republicans had held up the bill, you know, it was all their fault, was because there was a lot of pork barrel funding in there for airports that had no passengers, but the federal government was still funding them. In fact, they were funding them. The cost of the taxpayers, on average, for each ticket in all of these airports that had no passengers, mm-hmm. was $4,107 per ticket.
Per ticket?
Per ticket.
Good grief.
And the way that worked out, by the time that was passed along to the actual travelers, it made everybody's airfare ticket go up between $70 and $90. So if you've flown anywhere in the last couple of years, $70 to $90 of your ticket price went to fund these airports that have no passengers. And, of course, now they've passed an emergency extension of the original funding. So we're still paying that. And when Congress comes back from its recess, they've still got to adopt that. But look for the demagoguery to begin about the mean old Republicans wanting to cut off money to these poor airports. I mean, I went through this. There's a whole list of them that you can access on the Internet. Some of these airports that they're funding have maybe two passengers per week, and yet they're running three regular flights a day out of those airports. Hmm. So the average price per ticket is costing you $4,107. And if you buy airline tickets, if you fly anywhere, you're paying an extra $70 to $90 for your tickets to fund this nonsense.
I guess we're fortunate here. We have 2 to 3 flights a day coming in and out of here,
and they're mostly full.
And they're mostly full, so yeah. we're very fortunate.
We don't fall into the pork barrel category here because we're actually self-supporting. God, what a concept! Another headline: U.S. consumer confidence drops to 3-decade low. Now, mainstream media isn't telling you this. Consumer confidence—that's you and me. Our confidence in the economy that it's going to get better is the lowest it has been since Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I was just
Mr. Peanut Breath.
I was just getting ready to look up because I was trying to remember the cutoff between Reagan and Carter.
Yeah, it was Jimmy Carter. We have the lowest consumer confidence rating since Jimmy Carter. But, of course, the media doesn't want that to get out because that would be a negative reflection on Obama, and we've got to support Obama no matter what. I want you to think about this, too. You know, 2.5 years ago, when Obama took office, we were paying about $1.59 a gallon for gasoline. Now we're paying an average of $3.70 a gallon for gasoline. That's over twice as much in 2.5 years. Now, whose fault is that? Is it the big, mean, greedy oil companies who are still making the same 7 to 9 cents per gallon that they made when Obama took office? Or is it because the price of crude has gone up because some piece of garbage in the White House has refused to let us develop our own energy sources, and we've got to buy it from countries that don't like us? And if that doesn't hit home with you, I don't know what will, because all of us buy fuel. We got winter coming. We're going to buy even more fuel at higher and higher prices.
See, I'm still buying diesel.
Yeah.
And so I'm paying 50 cents a gallon more than regular unleaded.
Yeah.
Even though diesel is supposed to be a byproduct of the manufacture of gasoline. Well, the EPA requirements now.
They've raised the EPA requirements on diesel so that it actually has become more expensive.
The refining process.
To refine it because you got to take all the sulfur out of it now.
Right. Which is actually harder on the engines because it doesn't have the sulfur.
So what?
Which means that it gets worse miles per gallon.
So what? We still subsidize ethanol producers to put ethanol in our gasoline.
Which is bad for our cars.
That's bad for the engine and gets less mileage than straight gasoline. And then we raise the price on the gasoline and the diesel. Does anybody see a pattern here? Am I the only one to see something really seriously screwed up? And, you know, Obama wants to blame everybody else for everything. You don't have to be an Einstein to figure out who's to blame for all of this. whose policies created this? It sure as hell wasn't George W. Bush. He's been gone for 2.5 years.
But there are those who believe that he started it.
They can believe what they want. I'm going to get here to actual numbers.
Oh, cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Later in the show as we progress, I have actual numbers on who started it and who's finishing it. And yet there are people out there, like I said, who would rather open their mouth and be assured that everyone realizes how ignorant they really are. Because the facts don't lie. Here's another quickie before we go into a break.
Okay, sock it to me.
The Department of Human Services, U.S. Department of Human Services, has now decided that cell phones are a right. They're not a luxury. They are a right, and they're proposing that the taxpayers buy cell phones for poor people. In fact, the Department of Human Services want to provide everyone, whether they can afford it or not, with a cell phone, and they want you to pay for it.
What?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you don't see this in the mainstream media, but this is actually a proposal that's being discussed in Department of Human Services. Now, golly, wasn't it that kind of thinking in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that caused the housing meltdown? Everybody had to have a home, whether they could afford it or not. And now, it's no longer just homes. Everybody is entitled to a cell phone, and they're entitled to have it at your expense. You know, doesn't this make you feel just warm and fuzzy that you can give all of this stuff to all of these people all of the time? And, of course, DHS has not come up with how they're really going to fund this because, remember, the government's borrowing 44 cents of every dollar it spends. So how much more money are we going to have to borrow that you get to pay back, by the way? Actually, your children and grandchildren get to pay it back. So how much more are we going to have to borrow so that everybody in the country could have a cell phone? Because, by golly, a cell phone is a right. Now, I haven't had an opportunity to peruse the Constitution yet, but I'm sure that when I get time to do it, I will find in the Constitution that cell phones are a right of every American.
Wasn't it one of the amendments?
It must be. I need to do some more research.
I think it was one of the amendments that hasn't been written yet.
Ah, that's it.
That's it.
It's
yeah.
An amendment that hasn't been written or ratified.
There you go.
Okay, now I understand. Okay. Well, we need to take a short break here. I've got a caller.
She'll hold through the break.
Okay. If the caller holds through the break, we'll go right to the break after we get back. So we're going to take a short break. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call, 541-267-2124, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First, they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served three generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
There are three letters in the alphabet that strike terror in most of us. I, IRS. If the IRS is coming after you for $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Community Tax Relief now. They may be able to settle your tax debts for less than you owe, remove penalties, and protect you from levies and wage garnishments. Call now for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. 800-985-1932. 800-985-1932. 800-985-1932.
How often do you turn on your television set, you see natural disasters, as well as the ongoing global economic crisis? But I have found something that I believe in that gives me peace of mind in these very troubled times. I have Food Insurance, and that's a food company that provides 25-year, worry-free emergency food supplies for you and your family. Foodinsurance.com. Now, their food is freeze-dried, it's nutritious, it's easy to prepare, it stores easily, it's cost-effective. Now, there are over 25 great-tasting entree options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, these meals are affordable. They're ready to eat in about 10 minutes by just adding water. And in hard times, nutrition matters. Food Insurance meals contain the highest quality ingredients. Now, you can protect your family like I protect mine. Foodinsurance.com. Now, you can call them at their toll-free number. It's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Or check out their website, foodinsurance.com, and you tell them your friend Sean Hannity told you to call.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the Big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know that gas prices have a tendency to drive you crazy. Us too. So right now, we'd like to do something a little bit crazy for you. When you visit AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can enter to win $250 in free gas. And while you're there, check out the Big 9 tips that we've created to help you maximize your mileage. Free gas giveaway. Now that's crazy. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 11:59 p.m. August 17, 2011.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. As promised, we're going to go right to the phones. Line one, we have B in North Bend holding. B, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Well, hi, Jim. Nice to hear your show. I always enjoy you on Mondays.
Well, thank you.
You know, I guess I might be off the wall here. Maybe you could enlighten me a little bit.
Well, okay? I'll try.
Okay. Did you hear Obama's speech a few weeks back, I guess, about hiring the veterans?
Yeah, I did. So far, all I've seen out of that is lip service. I don't, to the best of my knowledge, nothing has actually been done about it.
Okay, now I want to know, did they not cut the defense Pentagon budget? Am I wrong there?
They haven't yet. What they're talking about, one of the things that the Democrats want to do is they want to alleviate some of our financial woes by cutting the Pentagon budget. Now, here's the problem that I have with that. It's twofold. Problem number one is, we're still engaged in a war on terror, and even if we bring all of our troops home from Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya and every place else we've got them scattered over the world, we're still going to be engaged in a war on terror because these people don't like us, and they're going to bring the fight to us. Look what happened on 9/11/01. So we've got to be prepared, which means we got to spend money on it. Number two, when you start cutting those budgets, you also start cutting number of troops and benefits to troops. And I don't know, you know, my personal feeling is that the people in our military are already grossly underpaid. They deserve a whole lot more than what they're getting. They're our front line against the people in the world that don't like us, and I just can't find any justification for cutting them back.
Well, what I wanted to say about that is I don't think the American people understand when Obama comes out and talks about hiring the vets.
Right.
Well, I just so happen to have a son that spent 10 years in the Marine Corps that is out of work right now. He got out of the Marine Corps, and he's on, unemployment and,
right.
and going to school. But you got to remember, American people have to remember one thing, that most of these veterans, a lot of them, are very highly skilled individuals.
Oh, yeah.
Navy, Marine Corps. And a lot of them, you know, can go to work for defense. Okay, Obama mentioned some of these defense programs.
Right.
Okay, you've got Hughes West in Houston. You've got Lockheed, in San Diego. You've got Mariposa, whatever. I don't know. I can't remember all the names of them. But they're all defense contractors.
Right.
Okay, when they start cutting back on defense and cutting back on the Pentagon, monies, they're cutting back on jobs.
And most of those, yeah, and most of those jobs are cutting back are private sector jobs. What's that going to do to the overall unemployment?
And they're, my son was on the internet. They're all civil service. They're civil jobs. They're not military jobs.
Right.
But these guys are very highly qualified to get on with these programs. But if they're not going to hire because of their budget is next to nil or they're cutting back, the people they highly qualified people that they have there could be laid off too. So, you see, I don't think people understand that it's like a circle. It's a circle.
Exactly.
What one benefits one will eliminate something else, and it goes on and on and on. It's like a circle. You can't be cutting back. And then to come out on TV, national TV, and talk about hiring the vets, what are these vets going to do? They don't want to go out there and work for $8.50 an hour.
Well, no.
I mean, they have to make a living just like anybody else. My son has two young his wife died. He's got two young children that he needs to support. And he's highly qualified to get on a defense job. But I'm just saying that it's just ironic that, he comes out with this stuff and it don't mean anything.
Well,
absolutely nothing.
I agree with you 100%, B. I believe that you have hit the nail on the head, but here's the problem. I don't think this president even understands how the economy works. I don't think the man has a clue. You got to remember, he's never done anything. If you look at his list of accomplishments in life, it's a blank page.
You know why he didn't vote on anything in Washington? Because he didn't want a record.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, same thing.
He never voted on anything because there's no record to prove what his itinerary is on anything.
He did the same thing in the Illinois legislature.
People have to understand that this man does not have a clue. I'm 71 years old, and I tell you what, I have never seen anybody as lame as this guy is when it comes to running the country. And, and people just don't understand how all this stuff works, and that's the problem. They don't understand that one thing affects another thing, another thing, another thing. And next thing you know, when these people that love Obama, when their jobs cease, then it'd be a whole new ball game. But, I'm just saying that these military people, and I know a lot of military, I tell you what, and they're very highly qualified for very
right.
sophisticated jobs. And if the jobs aren't there, and when he came out, and I about laughed when he came out and talked about that on TV, I thought, what in the world is he talking about?
Well,
the spending is cut here and there and there and there, and then it goes back to the defense and the And, you know, what does he want us to be, lame ducks? I guess he does. I don't know.
Well, again, see, I think this is intentional. Everything Obama has done so far has been it has been with one purpose in mind, and that's to put government in charge of as much of America as possible.
Exactly.
He doesn't trust the American people. He doesn't like capitalism. He doesn't like private enterprise. And he doesn't like you and me having the rights to determine how we should live our lives.
Exactly.
And that's what it comes down to. You know, along the same vein, he was when he spoke this morning in Wisconsin, he's talking about, oh, we need to get more public works projects. We need to build roads. We need to build bridges. The thing he never mentioned, where are we going to get the money to do that?
Well, I thought with his stimulus package that there was supposed to be money for all this stuff.
Well, most of that money, B, if you, I've been tracking it, most of that money went to public employee unions.
Yeah.
The states got the money, and they used that money to bail their butts out of pension plans and give their public employees raises. That's what Oregon did with the money. They used it to backfill from for their own irresponsible spending, and most states did that. All we're doing, they want more and more money, and all it's going to go for is to play catch-up from years and years and years of irresponsibility. And it isn't just Democrats. The Republicans are just as guilty.
And, well, yeah. You know, I'm an independent, so, but I don't care, you know, Republican or independent or whoever. I told my son and my husband, of course, so, you know, I'm going to try to get involved a little bit more this election with the political aspect of it,
right?
Because this whole thing is sick, and you know, nobody seems to understand what's going on.
That,
when we get, you know, at my age, I've been through a lot of presidents,
right?
My age, you know, and I've been through a lot of, you know, all this. I've never seen such a poor president. And my, you know, this man has no
agree
idea
with you.
What he's doing.
I agree with you 100%. This guy, he's unqualified. He is not a leader. Any way you define the term leadership cannot possibly apply to this guy. And yet he's got a bunch of followers out there that are they're either total ideologues, or they're victims of the public school system and the mainstream media.
Listen, you know, here's the thing I look at. When you start, it's like socialism, when you start feeding people handouts,
right,
you are in deep trouble.
Well, they become dependent.
That's what they want. They want the handouts, and they don't want to go to work. And that's what he's done. He's done nothing but, you know, the social programs that come out there. I tell you what, people will, they want that. When, you know, I go to the store and I see these young people. I mean, they're 25, 30 years old, not even that, with Oregon Trail, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Stamps.
And
I'm thinking to myself, you know, as long as they get their food stamps, as long as they get their welfare, as long as they get all these handouts from the government, that's what they want. And I believe what my son said, that they ought to drug screen every single person
absolutely
that is on welfare.
Absolutely. Well, you know what you've just described, B, is what has happened in England. That's why they've got the riots. Because those people have been on the gravy train. When they find out there's no more money, instead of getting off their butt and going to work, they want to riot and demand more money that doesn't exist.
I started working when I was 15 years old, part-time, when going to school and everything. And I'll tell you what, I've worked for 42 years, and I loved it. And, you know, I tell you what, that's what this country's all about, is people going to work and making a living and supporting their families and having their kids.
And having pride in yourself.
This just makes me ill.
Yep. I hate to cut you off, B, but I'm running overtime here. I need to get a commercial break
in. Well, that's fine. But I just appreciate you taking my call. And I tell you what, you understand where I'm coming from.
I do, and I appreciate you listening. And I think you've pretty well got the situation nailed.
Oh, I hope so, because I tell you what, it's nasty.
It is. Well, just remember that when you cast your ballot in 2012.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go right to a break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Lion Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap, and the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes, and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
Don't you love really fresh seafood? Fish, clams, oysters, scallops, and chowder? Now it's available right in the heart of downtown Coos Bay. The Pyramid, located upstairs in the old City Hall building, is an upscale seafood restaurant serving the freshest seafood dinners every evening from 5 to 9 p.m. Of course, at the Pyramid, you can also enjoy your favorite adult beverage along with your dinner and dance to a live band on Saturday night. On Mondays, treat yourself to tacos for just $1 each, and Wednesdays are our special day for seasoned citizens. The Pyramid, the new option for fine dining and dancing in downtown Coos Bay. Enjoy fine dining at the Pyramid tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I just heard that last commercial for the Pyramid. It's taco night.
It is taco night.
And we're going to go over and snarf down some of those dollar tacos after the show. You're all invited to come down. It's a great time, and they're great tacos.
Jim likes to be schooled on playing billiards or pool.
Yeah, Daryl's been
giving
me lessons.
Trying to teach him, and, you know, it's not as easy as one would think to teach somebody that stubborn, but...
Well, some of us are just untrainable.
That's true, but we'll try it again tonight?
We'll try again tonight.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Yeah. That was a great call with B, by the way.
It was. B was a great call. And, you know, during the break, Daryl and I were discussing, wouldn't it be great if we could get senior people like B that have life experience, that know what the world's all about, to volunteer to go into the schools, to work in the classrooms with the teachers, and actually teach these kids the importance of learning specific things and what life is really about, rather than the dogma that they're being taught now by the government employee unions.
I don't even think it would require teaching as much as it would be
An example.
An example, or even like an assembly where you get all the minds full of mush into the room, and you have these people who have lived the system and understand how it works. Share with them that we had these great times, and the reason we had these great times was because blah blah blah. Compared to now, look at where we're at. We're so worried about offending a snail or a bird that it's okay to pay 25 times what we did 25 years ago for a product that should be dirt cheap.
Yeah, well, and like B said, she's lived through many presidents. She has lived through what works and what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And that kind of knowledge is invaluable if we can pass that on to our younger people. Quit doing what doesn't work. It's real simple. If it don't work, don't do it. And the things that have worked, well, let's start doing those again. I thought that was a terrific call.
It was a great call.
And I thank her for calling in. I want to get back. I've got another great headline here.
Oh, please share.
You've all heard of the super deficit reduction panel that is going to be set up under this phony baloney bill that they passed that basically gave President Obama a $2.4 trillion blank check. We're supposed to be getting cuts, but, you know, that's somewhere in the distant future if we live long enough. But all six Democrats It's comprised of 12 people, 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans. All 6 of the Democrats on that deficit reduction panel got F's from the Taxpayers Union. And far-left Democrat Representative James Clyburn. Do you know who James Clyburn is?
I don't. The name rings a bell. I've heard it.
Clyburn's a black guy. And according to Clyburn, everything that happens in the world is racial.
What?
According to him. But he actually made the statement now. He says he is going to use his seat on this deficit super committee to push for wealth redistribution because the mean, nasty, greedy white people have way too much, and the poor, innocent, downtrodden, gangbanger black people don't have enough.
No way.
He said it. He said it. He is going to use his position to push for wealth redistribution from whites to blacks.
That's the pot calling the kettle black, and I think every pun intended.
Absolutely, but remember, these are the touchy-feely Democrats, and this panel is the one that's supposed to resolve our deficit problems? I mean, give me a break here. What kind of a fantasy world is this? Now, this goes hand in hand with the stuff that Obama is promoting, that the mainstream media is promoting, and that the liberal Democrats are promoting, namely the class envy, class warfare thing. If you have more than your neighbor, then you're obviously a greedy SOB, and it should be taken away from you and given to somebody else that needs it. It's right out of Karl Marx's playbook. From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. It's right out of Karl Marx. That's what these people are doing. That's what this class envy stuff is.
But doesn't one's ability start to decrease as the needs are being met regardless?
Well, not necessarily. You know, the reason successful people are successful is because they have a drive to be successful. That's their ability. They have an innate drive to achieve. Yet we've got an education system and a government that's actually teaching mediocrity. You don't have to have that drive. You don't have to even have any empirical knowledge. In fact, you can be a total dope-smoking, low-life scumbag, nothing. And the government's going to take care of you because they're going to take the money away from that guy that spent his night studying so he could get good grades in college and had drive to get out of bed in the morning and go to work and make something of himself. We're going to take his money and give it to you so you can sit on your butt and watch Oprah and eat bonbons and smoke dope. That's what they're telling us. Now, this thing, and Obama pulled this today in his speech in Wisconsin. We're going to tax the rich. We're going to tax these mean, nasty, evil businesses. Well, if they tax the rich, right now the top bracket, I think, is 35%, the top tax bracket. Obama wants to raise that to 40%. So if you raise that 40% and you take into account all the rich, now according to Obama, everybody that makes over $179,800 a year is rich. They use $200,000 as a round number. But the IRS numbers show $179,800. If we increase the taxes on everybody, and I'll just use their numbers, that earns over 200 grand a year, you know how much money that would generate? It would generate enough money to pay for government operations for an entire week. An entire week. If we tax everybody that makes over 200 grand a year an extra 5%, which is what they're proposing, it can fund government for a whole week. Well, I guess my problem is, what are we going to do for the other 51 weeks of the year? Who else are we going to tax? We're going to be out of people to tax. The only way to increase revenues to government is to put more people to work so you have more people paying taxes. You can't do it with one group. It's got to be across the board. It's got to be everybody participating. And you can't tax everybody because right now we got 40% of the people that don't even pay taxes. So you can't tax them. They're the poor. They're the ones that we're going to steal the money from the rich to give to. So the only other alternative is to put more people to work so that more people are earning a paycheck and they in turn pay taxes. That's all we can do. We're at the top of the hour here. We're going to take a break and hear some news and some other goodies and hear from some of our fine sponsors. If you'd like to join the show, give me a call here. 541-267-2124. And I'm going to make some more notes here. I got some interesting stuff here when we come back. Anyway, I'll talk to you in about 3 minutes, so please stay with us.
More like eight.
8 minutes?
Yeah.
Holy cow, 8 minutes?
Well, there's like a minute or two of news and then this huge obscene profit center timeout.
Oh, well. Oh, my God. We're going to make profit?
Sure.
Oh, well, where's Obama when you need him? Please tax me more. I'm not nearly broke enough. We'll be right back.
The Southern Oregon Coast's leader for news and information. 6:30 a.m. KWRO, Coquille.